What do you do when you're facing a crisis? A life or death matter. Well, Daniel's three friends were definitely facing a crisis of life and death proportions. Their lives were on the stake. They had to turn to God to see what he wanted to do with them. They saw how God had blessed them so far with wisdom, blessed them in their health because they obeyed him. And now, and they knew that God was alive and well because Jeremiah's prophecies were fulfilled just like God had said. So now, what are they going to do facing this crisis? Were they going to try to escape, run away at night? What were they going to do? Well, they asked for time, and they were granted time, so they had a prayer meeting, the Bible says. They wanted to request compassion from God of heaven concerning this mystery so that Daniel and his friends might not be destroyed with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Chapter 2, verse 18. Verse 19, then the mystery was revealed to Daniel in the night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, let the name of God be blessed forever and ever, for wisdom and power belong to him. And it is he who changes the times and seasons. He removes kings and establishes kings. He gives wisdom to the wise men and knowledge to men of understanding. It is he who reveals the profound and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. To thee, O God of my fathers, I give thanks and praise, for thou hast given me wisdom and power, and even now thou hast made known to me what we requested from thee, for thou hast made known to us the king's matter. Then Daniel went and found the commissioner and said, okay, take us before the king. And by the way, you can go and destroy those other claimants to wisdom. They're all phonies. We're the ones that God has given the answer to. So take us before the king, but either first or after, you can destroy the others. Is that what Daniel did? No, that's not what Daniel did. And this is why Daniel was kind of like David, a man after God's own heart. Verse 24 says, therefore Daniel went into Arioch, whom the king had appointed to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and spoke to him as follows, do not destroy the wise men of Babylon. Take me into the king's presence, and I will declare the interpretation to the king. Here was an opportunity for Daniel to stand up for the God of heaven and destroy the false gods or the false beliefs in gods. But he didn't do it. The first thing out of Daniel's mouth before the king was, do not destroy the wise men of Babylon. In his mind, he may have been thinking, yes, they're phonies, but don't destroy them. Can you imagine being one of those other wise men? And you find out that Daniel was given a dream and he gives the interpretation, but the first thing he does was, do not destroy my colleagues. You would be so thankful to Daniel that you were still alive, that you might take Daniel's message more seriously. When Daniel knocked on your door and said, would you like to study some of God's word with us? They might say yes now. And so what an opportunity. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. It's not up to us to deal out retribution. It's up to God. God knows the hearts. And God wants to save as many as possible. Many people have the wrong view of God, as though God is one stern and harsh, looking for those that are crossing the line, so to speak. But no, God is looking for every excuse to save everyone, even the false wise men of Babylon, and even Nebuchadnezzar, as we'll see in chapter 4. And so Daniel, of course, goes on and tells what the king dreamed. And you can imagine the king leaning forward in his golden chair, almost sliding off in attention as he's listening to Daniel's words, thinking, that's exactly what I remember seeing in my dream. Surely this man must know the interpretation because he knows the dream. His God has given him this. And so we're going to begin to unfold the dream that Nebuchadnezzar was given and was actually given to us down through history. so that we will have faith and confidence as we see history unfold according to the book of Daniel. Pastor Dennis, realitychecksseminars.com.